our own self-representation. We strive to center Indigenous voices on our show and to build narratives that empower Indigenous people. Self-representation in media is something that Indigenous peoples do not often have access to. This show gives us the opportunity to share and define who we are as Indigenous people. Indigenous cultures are incredibly diverse, and the nuances of our diversity are not always represented in mainstream broadcast media. It can be difficult to find positive Indigenous role models in popular media, so this show offers an opportunity to highlight some influential Indigenous people. If you can relate to the goals of our show and are wondering how to get involved, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media, Facebook or Twitter. If you have a voice for decolonization, then we want to hear from you. Everyone is welcome, and there is no experience necessary. Our weekly meeting during the summer is at CITR at UBC in the lower level of the Nest, just after the show ends at 12 p.m. noon. If you're aware of a great Indigenous artist, send us a tweet using the hashtag #unseatedmusic or send us a Facebook message at Unseated Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on air. And if we play the song that you send us, we'll give you a shout-out. We're always looking to hear from our listeners and what you're up to. So let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show. We'll have our weekly Unseated events listing a little later on. We also want to recognize those occupying their territories through direct action, such as Maddie Lee of the Kitsan Nation, Yuna Stoughton of the Wet'suwet'en peoples, those occupying Lilu Island in the Tsimshian Territory, the Chilcotin Nation who are legally battling the Taseko mines, and those fighting to protect the Peel River watershed. We also want to thank our show sponsors, NORAD Electric and Decolonizing Water Project. We wouldn't be able to continue doing the work of community radio without their support. NORAD Electric was formed 30 years ago and is owned and operated by Norman Day of the Tahltan Nation. And Norman has been involved in the electrical field for over 40 years. The Decolonizing Water Project aims to support water security for Indigenous communities. The project is funded by the Social Science and Humanities Research Council. The project will run from 2016 to 2023 and brings together leading Indigenous thinkers, natural scientists, artists, lawyers, and community members. Rooted in Indigenous law, it will use the most innovative Western scientific advancements in monitoring technology to create a hybridized water governance and monitoring program. Now we want to go back to the intro song that was playing earlier by Sister Says. Here it is.
Love is all around. Love is our playground.
Hello, this is Mario with Unceded Airwaves, and we're speaking with Jillian Thompson of the Giving Voice event. Jillian, how are you, and how would you like to introduce yourself today?
Hello, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm Jillian Thompson. I play in Sister Says, mixed Haida Sinchan and European, and I'm here to talk about Giving Voice. Really, really excited to tell you more about it.
Great. And what can you tell us about Giving Voice? What is Giving Voice?
Yeah, so Giving Voice, it's basically a stage for Indigenous and diverse performers, and it's a concert that shows off the different sides of contemporary music. We do have a traditional welcome and prayer at the beginning of the concert as well, done by Dennis Joseph of the Squamish Nation, and he also plays harmonica, so he'll be joining in with other artists. But it's basically just kind of like a reclaiming of space for diverse artists. And I also have we also have some really awesome female musicians as well, which are sometimes not as represented in the music industry. So it's really just showing all of those different sides. And there's a lot of Canada 150 events, which are great. To be honest, I'm doing some of them, and I think it's cool to celebrate. But Indigenous people have been here past 150 years. So, our funding comes from some different places outside of the 150 funding. And, it's reclaiming space with some really great performers.
Right. And so oftentimes Indigenous peoples don't get the chance to represent themselves in the media. And I think my understanding is that Giving Voice really provides a platform for doing that. Do you agree? And can you maybe expand on that a little bit more, like why it's important?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think often, like, my experience with the music scene is I play the Indigenous music scene, but also a lot of non-Indigenous events or non-Indigenous specific events. And I really wanted to kind of bridge the gap between the two communities. And I often see in programming, sometimes just not really like, and I don't think it's on purpose, but just like a not a thoughtful approach to programming in terms of like diversity and Indigenous people. And I that's the whole reason for this concert. And it's me just kind of my experience and then kind of reacting to that.
Yeah, and so one of the things that you mentioned that you were doing is that you're having a representative of the Indigenous community from the lands that we're on.
Yes.
To first give voice. And what does that look like a little bit more for maybe somebody who hasn't seen that?
Yeah, I think that it'll be kind of something that will educate people that aren't used to that. Now we've kind of made it in Vancouver and other areas where you talk about what territories you're on, and there's more, you'll see more like official welcoming at events, but it still doesn't happen all the time. And yeah, we really wanted, that was a huge thing. We were like, we have to make sure we have a welcoming and prayer. We're talking about the territories and specifically have someone that's Squamish because it's the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish territories that we're on at the Christchurch Cathedral, which is the venue for the event. I think it'll be more of an educating type of thing for a lot of people that aren't used to that.
Yeah, but it'll also be fun. Maybe you can give us a little bit of a rundown of what people might expect for the music that they'll get a chance to see or listen to.
Yeah, so the music, the rundown is, it's going to be my band playing throughout the night. My band's called Sister Says. We do soulful indie pop music. And we have Murray Porter, who is a Juno Award-winning Indigenous blues artist. Mm-hmm. We have David Morin, who I found out later on is Métis, which is cool to learn about. And he's a neo-soul loop artist, really known around all around, but especially in Vancouver, he busks quite a bit. We also have Christy McCracken, who is, her background is Malaysian, Chinese, and Irish. and she's just a really great soul artist, and she's performing her solo music. Tracy, who is she's in the Peak Performance Project. She's a loop artist, really like one woman show, just really, really rad. So we have her. We have Oz 12, who's an activist, hip hop artist. He does spoken word. He makes beats. Really amazing. Really popular in the Indigenous community and outside of that. We have BJ Cookham. She's awesome as well. I live in the same building as her, which is really cool. So I just asked her to be a part of the show, and I really wanted to include her. She's doing bigger and bigger things all the time, and it's really amazing to see her career just take off. So she's a DJ. She plays. She often spins at Foolish, which happens at the Biltmore.
Okay.
We also have Dennis Joseph, so he's doing the opening prayer. And then the event's hosted by Grace Dove, who is in The Revenant, and has a show on APTN that she hosts called Underexposed, and she's also a photographer. And then we have Lindsay Willier, who was on Canada's Next Top Model, and she's also an actor, a talented actor as well. So I just wanted to have, we really wanted to have, some strong voices be part of this, and most of the performers and speakers are Indigenous.
Yeah, that's a fantastic lineup. Mostly Indigenous, but also some non-Indigenous as well, and I think that's really important to note. Now, I think what's also really great is that you've made available a mixed tape on your website. Can you tell us where we can find that to maybe get a little more info about the artists that you've already described, but also get a chance to preview some of the music that they're already doing?
Yeah, so you can go to givingvoice.ca, and if you click on Hear Music, it's at the top of the website. You can access that mixtape, and it's just some of our favorite tracks by the different artists, and it can give everyone, that maybe doesn't know all the artists, a taste of what to expect. I'm really honored to be able to share the stage with all these different artists, and I think anyone listening to the playlist will be blown away. So
yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to actually playing some of these tracks a little bit later on in the show, just to maybe give a chance to really facilitate that a little bit further. Now, you're quite involved. You're organizing as well as performing. Can you tell us a little bit about what your experience has been like organizing an event that you're also performing in?
Yeah. basically, we were hard on, as the curators, my brother and I, as Sister says. what happens often when you curate or you help with an event, you end up doing other things too for it. So yeah, there's been other things that I've been helping with, and it's a lot to do that, to perform and to be curating an event. But it's been fun though, because it's very liberating organizing your own event and kind of tailoring it to something that you think is important. So it's been good. It's been a lot of work too, but it's been good. And working with the Bill Reed Gallery and the Christchurch Cathedral, the cathedral basically donated their venue, so that's why we're working with them as well. It's a beautiful venue. It's been good because they have kind of the structures built already to facilitate a bigger concert like this. Yeah, so, and it's been a learning experience doing it. I have experience helping with arts events, especially Indigenous events in the city, so I didn't go in completely blind, but it's really my first time, curating a show like this, so it's been really fun.
That sounds great. I mean, it must be really rewarding to be able to do not only organizing, but as well performing alongside friends and colleagues. Now, were there any people that you wished that you could have gotten hold of that could play for the show?
Yeah, there's a couple, actually. It's so hard to, narrow it down, too. I could see the night being maybe not longer, but just having other artists, too, involved if we could. Mob Bounce. That was a group I really wanted to have involved. I know my brother and I know those guys personally. They're just a really talented Indigenous act that are really breaking through into all different sides of the music industry, which is cool to see, and just great guys. And we were talking to the Boom Booms, who they often do like different diverse events and really soulful acts. Those are the two that we're kind of like talking about. And
well, we've actually had Mob Bounce on the show before, and they gave us an exclusive track to play. So I think much in a similar way, we'll be able to play some of these exclusive tracks. Now, just as a reminder, where can people find tickets for the event?
The tickets you can get at brownpapertickets.com or at givingvoice.ca. The show's June 15th, next week Thursday. Doors are at 7 p.m. And the supporting partners are the City of Vancouver, Vancity Credit Union, and it's presented by Burgundy Asset Management.
Now, Jillian, can we expect any upcoming shows for Sister Says?
Yeah, you definitely can check out more information about our upcoming shows at sistersays.com/shows. And a few of the ones that are coming up after Giving Voice are National Aboriginal Day at Canada Place on the 17th of this month. And then we're doing Canada Day at Rotary Stadium in Abbotsford. There's a great lineup for that.
Yeah, no, that sounds like you have a very busy summer ahead of you. Looking forward to it. So that's sistersays.com?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And any last message that you'd like to leave our audience with?
I would just encourage people to check out givingvoice.ca and check out all the amazing artists individually and go to their shows. Like I just saw David Morin a little bit ago at the UVA cocktail bar, and he's just it was amazing. I also saw Christy McCracken's other band, Mawa, which I really enjoy, a little while ago. I would say check them out, support independent artists, check out the hosts. I think it'll kind of take people down a rabbit hole that's fun.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing to emphasize. Not only is it potential for learning more about Indigenous peoples and their culture, but as well contemporary music, but also just having fun. So many times Indigenous people come up in the media and, you know, it's always an issue. And I think this is a really positive way to go out and get involved with Indigenous community in a positive way that really shows a participation in something healthy. So I want to thank you very much, Jillian, for coming on the show. And
yeah, thank you, Hawa.
You just heard an interview with Jillian Thompson, organizer of the concert series Giving Voice, happening this coming Thursday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at the Christchurch Cathedral. Prior to that, you also heard a song by Sister Says, the band that Jillian plays in, with a song called Heart Placement. Now let's get back to some more Indigenous music here at CITR 101.9 FM with the Unceded Airwaves Show, which broadcasts to you from the traditional, unceded and ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Time to flow. and I keep it blessed. Living my life, always creating. No time for the drama or petty hating. Judgment, shit talking, underrated. Life moved quick, you could die waiting. Wake up early and I face the daylight. Make sure it counts and I get to play right. Practice all skills, make sure to stay tight. Plenty of rest, no reason to waste time. Feed my brain so it don't eat my soul. Balance, worth and life, full control. Never going back into that hole. Always about the struggle, always my goal. We where they go is getting. It's tough from where we sitting, but always got some time to flow, flow, flow. We where the love's uplifting. It's tough, but I'm still shifting. But always got some time to flow, flow, flow. We where they go is getting. It's tough from where we sitting, but always got some time to flow, flow, flow. We where the love's uplifting. It's tough, but I'm still shifting. But always got some time to flow, flow, flow. We where they go is getting. It's tough from where we sitting, but always got some time to flow, flow, flow. We where the love's uplifting. It's tough, but I'm still shifting. But always got some time to flow, flow, flow.
Allow me to tell you about Unceded Airways.
What's that?
Isn't that some kind of indigenous radio show?
It sure is. Tell me, are you down for decolonization? Yeah. What?
I certainly wish I could hear about indigenous issues, people, and events on the radio.
You're in luck, because Unceded Airwaves talks about all these things and more every Monday morning at 11.
Music from indigenous artists and coverage of all the hot happenings in indigenous art and entertainment.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, wow. And they broadcast all this from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people?
Find out for yourself. Mm-hmm. Monday mornings at 11. Yeah. Or find episodes online at CITR.ca. Mm-hmm.
Today we're joined in the studio by the Cedar Program Youth.
Where you at?
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season two. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Amthwill Willina, what is up? We are back with Unseated Airwaves Show at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the ancestral and unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam peoples. You just heard a song from Oz 12, which is called Time to Flow, and another song by Sharsi called Chemical Polarity. Today's show centers Indigenous music, particularly with the concert Giving Voice. Check them out at givingvoice.ca. If you're aware of a great Indigenous artist, send us a tweet using the hashtag unceded music, or send us a Facebook message at Unseated Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on air. And if we play a song you send us, we'll give you a shout-out. We're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to, so let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post the link to the podcast of this episode after the show. We'll have our current weekly events listings to share just a little bit later.
bound. I can feel my heartbeat faster. Yeah. Oh, my feet left off the ground. Yeah. I don't know how to fly. I guess I better calm it down, baby.
What I should do.
'Cause if it ain't been for me, unless I got you, yeah. Next to me.
Sometime late at night, I reach out for you. Yeah, I know it ain't right after all you put me through. Yeah, but one of these days I'll find my way and finally be through with you. I'll smell your perfume on the evening air. I'll feel your touch when you're not there. You broke my heart. If you're gone, babe, please stay gone. If you're gone, baby, please stay gone. If you're gone, baby, please stay gone.
Wow, I'm so impressed and blown away by all this Indigenous music today. You're listening to a special episode of Unceded Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the ancestral and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam peoples. In addition to Unceded Airwaves podcast, you can find all the music at givingvoice.ca. As you may have heard earlier, Giving Voice is a stage for Indigenous and diverse performers happening June 15th at the Christ Church Cathedral. You just heard tracks by Juno Award winner Murray Porter playing Please Stay Gone, a track by David Morin called Heaven, and of course, Christy McCracken with the song Eve. As promised, our weekly community events listing. Lay of the Land, Writer Readings, A Night of Indigenous Erotica, curated by Samantha Nock, is coming up on June 19th at 7 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center. You can find more information about that at queerartsfestival.com. In addition to that, there's also the third biannual All Nations Festival, Coast Salish Stories, happening June 17th at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Coquitlam Public Library. Find out more at the third biannual All Nations Festival, which you can find on Facebook. Join them for a special day of established and emerging writers and poets. Learn about Coast Salish culture through literary lenses. And if you didn't know, National Aboriginal Day is coming up June 21st. In Vancouver, it happens annually at Trout Lake. Head on down there between 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And if you're interested in further celebrating National Aboriginal Day, check out an evening of poetry, music, and performance at the Coast Plaza Hotel. The Indigenous Literary Studies Association, in partnership with the World Congress of Scottish Literatures, are proud to present an evening of poetry, music, and performance in celebration of National Aboriginal Day, Wednesday, June 21st, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Coast Plaza Hotel. That's June 21st. We here at Unceded Airways believe that the events listing is an opportunity for us to share spaces and define who we are as Indigenous peoples, as well as non-Indigenous peoples living together. Indigenous cultures are incredibly diverse, and the nuances of our diversity are not always represented in mainstream events. So come on out and get to know us. This has been Mario with Unceded Airwaves, episode 30. And now as the show comes to an end, we'll have DJ Cookham with the Lady Anthem EDM Trap Mix play us out.
Come on. baby. the bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy. I wanna know, how does it hang? Your lips wet, cause it's time to have sex. On your mark, get set, go, let me shoot to the next man in the three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie, shoot, shoo-ba-doobie, like Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I love you in your big jeans, you give me nice dreams, you make me wanna scream, ooh, I like what you do, when you do, what you do, you make me wanna shoot.
Unceded Airwaves.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus in Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today we have a very special guest, J.P. Sears. He's an international teacher, speaker, and performer at events around the world. He's an emotional healing coach, a curious student of life, and a satirist best known for his popular YouTube channel,